When an angry, violent mob of mostly white Trump supporters overran the Capitol, the first people I called to make sense of it were historians. It's historians who keep our collective record and help us make sense of our own moment.
Hassan Kwame Jeffries, Associate Professor of History in the Department of History at The Ohio State University.
Professor Jeffries' research and teaching explore the long history of Black struggle, and his work reminds us that the violence we saw at the Capitol 1 year ago is not an anomaly. In fact, political violence has long been a feature of how white supremacy has asserted itself in this country. Earlier this week, Professor Jeffries tweeted, quote, "Dear teachers, don't pretend that January 6 didn't happen." So I asked him about it.
Well, first, I understand that given all that's going on with COVID and return to school, that nothing is normal in this particular moment. So I understand that. And also, we're also asking a lot of our teachers because of they've been on the front lines of this unfortunate culture war, right? This battle designed to not teach accurate history. And so there's a lot on their table. But having said all that, don't be scared, right? Don't be scared to talk about what happened on January 6th. And the way to do it, but you have to do it in a particular way, right? And I think there's a number of important approaches that teachers should take at all grade levels, age appropriate, of course. I mean, one is to put it in historical context. What we saw on January 6th is an extension of a long history of political violence that we have in American history. I mean, dating back to the founding of this nation, through the Civil War, through the end of Reconstruction, the battles to extend voting rights to African Americans and the like. So there is a history to this, but the history isn't even that remote. I mean, so the historical context also means that the reason why these people stormed the Capitol, the supporters of Donald Trump, who were animated by his belief in white supremacy and the shared belief in white supremacy, was their thinking that the election was stolen because Black people participated in it, right? That racism is essentially what was fueling this. And that has a long history as well that needs to be discussed. So putting it in historical context is one approach. But then also, we can also approach this, and teachers should also approach this, as simply, how do we understand the functioning of government? I mean, the reason why the people were there is because they believed, some of them, that somehow they could stop this transfer. And they're like, what are you talking about? That's not the way the Constitution works. I need you to know some basic civics. So there is there's a civics lesson that needs to be discussed. And that in the absence of that, in the absence of understanding the way basic government works in American society, you literally have people storming the Capitol and losing their lives. And so you have that. And then there's a third approach, a third reason why we should be teaching this or use this as a point of entry, and that is critical media literacy. I mean, part of the reason why people are there is because they believe the big lie. And the big lie is being pushed on us, and it's only escalated over the last year, this idea of rampant voter fraud, electoral fraud. So how can you, as students, be able to look out there and analyze for yourself, you know, evidence and arguments? And so that is another approach. And then I think, fourthly, another reason why this needs to be addressed in the moment, one, because it points to the fragility of our democracy. So this goes back a little bit to, well, we're not on this sort of perpetually ascendant streak, if you will, right, where things will just always get better. Our democracy is safe. If you understand how fragile this democracy is, if you understand, you know, how this thing actually works, you can realize that there's no guarantee that this is going to be around. And not just in 100 years or 200 years and 300 years. I mean, in 6 months, right? I mean, this whole thing could unravel. And so the stakes are very high. And we can't afford to pretend as though what we saw there was a blip on the map, right? This is portending something very dangerous, not only for the fate of Black folk or for the fate of marginalized people. We're talking about the fate of the nation. And I don't think that's hyperbole.
Thank you to Professor Hassan Jeffries, Associate Professor of History at The Ohio State University.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.